Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Prices of homes at an all-time high. Is that real? Lexi Holber is a home and lifestyle expert at Realtor.com. Lexi, I've been seeing this everywhere, and all my girlfriends that are realtors are saying that they're showing all these houses every weekend. They're putting in offers. There's multiple offers. Everything's going for over asking. What is going on?
So basically, when COVID hit, the housing market came to a screeching halt. And then after everybody had been living in their homes, working from home, schooling from home, everybody decided that they needed a bigger home with a backyard in the suburbs. So the real estate market has been booming with buyers. But the problem is there aren't very many sellers. In fact, the number of homes on the market is 50% below where we were last year.
Oh, wow.
Lexi, is it true that people are getting offers that are well above their asking price? Because I'm hearing this in my neighborhood, and I'm like, that can't be reality. I'm hearing about, you know, on a 3 or 4 bedroom house, asking prices jumping $50,000 or so.
Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing tons and tons of offers above ask. And we're seeing a lot of bidding wars. So situations where someone has, you know, 15 offers on the home. Mm-hmm. Actually, when we sold our house over the summer, we had over 15 offers and had over 65 showings.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
So, you know, just to disclose, I actually still hold my realtor's license, but I was a realtor for a very long time before I became a on-air personality.
It was one of her 17 careers.
It was. But I remember when I was part of the first boom that we had, like, or like 2004, 2005, that we used to have to write letters for our clients, and they would write these heartfelt letters about why they wanted the house so badly, trying to get an edge over the other bidders on the house. Has that been happening again?
Yeah, a lot of people are doing that. But one of the best ways you can really get ahead in today's market, if you're a buyer, especially a first-time home buyer, is to offer the homeowner a rent back. A lot of people will offer really high and put a lot of cash down. And as like a first-time home buyer, you really can't do that. But offering the ability for the homeowner to rent the property back from you can really give you a leg up on the competition.
So I saw in one of your tweets, Lexi, that the average median price, now is this across the entire United States, is $370,000. And that was up from $200,000 in 2011?
Yes. It's up 16% year over year.
So what do you do if you're a person like me where you're giving yourself about 2 years before you want to move into a new home? Am I just basically screwing myself at this point because things are only going to be more expensive in 2 years?
Well, the thing is, you can't really time the market. So just a general rule of thumb in real estate is buy what you can afford when you need to buy it. Based on what we expect right now, interest rates are going to go up by the end of the year. We're expecting them to hit about 3.4%. So it's going to be more costly to finance your home. But you're also going to have more options. You know, if you need to move based on your personal situation, you know, maybe you have kids, maybe you need more room, bedrooms, working from home. Now's not a bad time to buy because rates are historically low and they're going to be going up. It really just depends on your personal situation.
Lexi Holber, she's a home and lifestyle expert at Realtor.com. Thank you, Lexi.